I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Egypt's president has announced a two-day ceasefire proposal as the latest Israeli strikes killed dozens in Gaza and several more in southern Lebanon. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got shouted down at a hostage memorial ceremony. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking in Cairo, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said the proposal also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. The announcement came as Israeli strikes killed over 30 people in northern Gaza and at least 8 people in the southern Lebanese city of Sidon. Meanwhile, Israel's Mossad chief was travelling to Doha for talks with the Prime Minister of Qatar and the CIA chief. At a nationally broadcast ceremony for victims of Hamas's attack on southern Israel last year, protesters disrupted a speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As he began to talk, people shouted, "Shame on you," and forced Netanyahu to stop his speech. Many Israelis blame Netanyahu for the failures that led to the attack and hold him responsible for not yet bringing home remaining hostages. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Israeli attack on Iran damaged facilities at a secretive military base southeast of the Iranian capital that experts in the past have linked to Tehran's one-time nuclear weapons program and at another base tied to its ballistic missile program. That's according to satellite photos analyzed Sunday by the Associated Press. Some of the damaged buildings were located at Iran's Parchin military base, where the International Atomic Energy Agency suspects Iran in the past conducted tests of high explosives that could trigger a nuclear weapon. This is VOA News. A local official says Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border incursion from Ukraine into southwestern Russia. The governor of Bryansk said an armed group sought Sunday to breach the border between Ukraine and the Russian region but was beaten back. The region neighbors the Kursk province, where Ukraine launched a surprise push on August 6 that remains the largest attack on Russia since World War II. The former Soviet Republic of Georgia's ruling party is claiming victory following Saturday's parliamentary elections. Opposition groups call the election rigged, as polls show that most Georgians say they want closer ties to the European Union, not Moscow. VOA's Arash Arbasani has the story.
With nearly all precincts reporting, Georgian Dream appears to have secured more than 50% of the vote, cementing its grip on a nation polarized over its political future. Opposition groups cry foul. The leader of the Strong Georgia Coalition, Anna Dolidze, speaking on TV Formula.
The results announced do not reflect the will of the Georgian people. These figures, obtained as a result of elections held against the backdrop of widespread intimidation, fraud, and bribery, contradict historical and current choices of the Georgian people.
European election observers questioned the conduct of the election as evidence of a democratic backslide in Georgia. If election results stand, Georgian Dream will have a parliamentary majority, potentially jeopardizing any aspirations of joining the EU. Arash Arbasani, VOA News.
Both major U.S. presidential candidates held multiple events over the weekend, the second to last weekend of campaigning before voting ends on November 5th. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump packing in campaign events for the final push to the polls. The vice president Sunday in the swing state of Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia is a very important part of our path to victory.
And she says,
I'm feeling very optimistic about the enthusiasm that is here.
The former president was in Pennsylvania Saturday night, but Trump spent Sunday veering away from swing states for a Madison Square Garden rally in New York. And both candidates were in the swing state of Michigan Saturday rallying voters.
We win Michigan. We win the whole deal and we make America great again. We got to get out of here.
The Republican won Michigan in 2016 and lost it in 2020. The same for Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.